around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Craig. And here we go with hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Welcome back indeed. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, January 25th, 2025. You know, just like it's a new beginning for America with President Trump now back in the White House, as we mentioned last hour, and what a busy week it has been, certainly. It's a new beginning on this show, too. We've heard from listeners over the years about extending show segments, and you're all in for something special over these next 40 minutes as we are debuting, as we've talked about in hour one, a new show segment. So most of you listening across the country on our now 600-plus weekly radio stations know about 75% of this program week to week is formatted like a magazine, making us similar to Fox and Friends, Good Morning America, and others. And that's when you hear our popular show segments like The Chief Travel Leader, Personal Connection, Destination Spotlight, Right Stuff, Open Road. We've got the Museum Gallery, National Communal Forum, Discover America, Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen. I mean, I could go on. Today, we add to that mix with a personal, another addition here, the Preferred Travel Panel. The name, as it implies, it's a panel of guests that Mary and I prefer based on their diverse successes across travel. And our intent is for it to be a truly wide-ranging conversation that follows our commitment to talking everything and anything in the world of travel. So, Mary, who are the inaugural members of this Preferred Travel Panel?
All right. Let's welcome Mark Murphy. I think a lot of our longtime regular listeners are going to remember Mark as the founder and longtime CEO of Travel Alliance Media. He's on to new projects these days. You're going to want to check out a new product he's launching soon. It's called TravelTube.com. We have Steve Soloski, a.k.a. the Traveling Professor, and that is the name of the company he founded, and that's a small group touring company. And we have Michael Baker, who's been with Business Travel News for years. He's now the executive editor.
Yes, he is,
so
for
that's
sure.
That's our panel.
Listen, good morning, everybody. It's great having you here on America's number one travel radio show today.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Well, great hearing. I think we heard two of the three. That's all right. We're going to roll through this. So, there are so many ways we could go. And we're going to have some fun, by the way, coming up in what we call rapid fire in the H block for this new this new preferred travel panel. But I want to begin with the biggest story of the week, perhaps the year, and even though we're only in January. As I just mentioned at the show open there, President Donald Trump has returned in a big way. It's something that has many people excited. Now, every American and people around the world actually knows who's running our country. This week, you know, we've already seen hundreds of executive orders to move us forward. A number of them certainly involve travel. For example, I'll throw one out to all of you. You know, keeping America safe in aviation is a big one from Tuesday. That says that the FAA and the Department of Transportation must now hire and promote solely on merit, as the discriminatory DEI practices the Biden administration used are now banned. I think we can all agree that we want the best people involved with flights that we take and not a lesser qualified person filling a quota or some agenda. So what has you optimistic with regards to the Trump administration moving forward and some of the positive ways that you expect he's going to impact travel? Well, let's go Mark, Steve, then Michael.
All right. Well, first up, I would say that getting back to a world where there are less wars, fewer crimes taking place in cities that are very popular with tourists, getting some First Amendment spread throughout the world, because there are places like in London, the Metropolitan Police are stating that, hey, if you post something on social media, even if you're not a citizen of the UK and you come visit, we could go look back at that and potentially charge you. That's beyond the pale. And I think there are a lot of people, when they saw the reaction to COVID, the lockdowns, the tyranny, it made them want to stay home. And then that's why you saw such a massive boom in domestic travel in the United States. And to me, that is the number one overriding thing.
Steve, any thoughts?
I think what's going to happen is the economy is going to get better and more people are going to be apt to travel. Not that travel is crowded now, but I think with the economy getting better, people are going to be willing to spend more money and they're going to travel more. And I think with less conflicts in the world, hopefully, you're going to see an even greater surge in travel.
All right. Well, I agree with that. Michael, any thoughts from you from the business side of things?
Sure. Well, one thing, I'll let your audience decide whether this is a positive or negative, but I think one thing to watch is I think we're going to see the door open for a lot more mergers and acquisitions. Over the last few years, the Justice Department has been blocking a few. We saw JetBlue and American had some troubles getting tied up right now, kind of the corporate travel side. We have American Express Business Travel and CWT, which is management companies trying to merge and are facing some resistance from the Justice Department. I think we're going to see a lot more lax activities towards M&A, so that's something to watch.
Yeah,
for sure.
I would agree with that because, listen, we know the Biden administration, they severely crippled Spirit Airlines, in our opinion, rejecting the merger with JetBlue.
I also think JetBlue needs a partner if they're going to survive long term.
Yeah.
So another move this week, and then we're going to move on to some other things the next few segments, was the act called the Restoring Names to Honor American Greatness. Within 30 days, the Secretary of the Interior, Governor Doug Burgum, he's going to reinstate the name Mount McKinley to the highest mountain peak in North America, part of the Denali National Park up in Alaska. The act also says within 30 days, all necessary international actions are to happen to officially rename the area here, formerly known as the Gulf of Mexico, as the Gulf of America. I'm personally upset about that because we collect maps and globes, and I'm going to have outdated maps.
Get out the whiteout.
You know, this is more of a symbolic impact. But when you factor in conversations about acquiring Greenland and growing the size of the U.S. and the Panama Canal, realizing these may be military strategies, any thoughts on any of this? Mark?
I think you have to separate, you know, travel from national security in the sense that, you know, when you've got somebody saying, hey, we're going to, you know, we want to buy Greenland. Okay, cool. You know, that's great. And Greenland is an interesting and fascinating place. And strategically, it makes a lot of sense with what's opening up in the Arctic, because that's going to be battled over between China, Russia, and frankly, the United States. So having that foothold there is going to be critical. As far as the Panama Canal, it doesn't really impact travel. Again, it's more about the CCP moving in and having businesses that are controlled by China actually running the canal. And so to me, I think you got to separate those out versus things like they're doing right now, which is getting these illegal immigrants who are committing crimes out of these cities and countries and towns, which is going to obviously be a big boon, I think, for travel domestically.
To our cities.
Yeah, I agree with that. So listen, we're going to come up on a hard break soon. So Steve or Michael, anything you want to add to that in about 10 or 15 seconds?
I like that he renamed it Mount McKinley. I really like that idea. It gives you a sense of nationalism. I think it's going to help travel in the United States. I think people are going to be motivated to travel more in the United States when we get back to
Well, we agree with that. And having landed up there on Mount McKinley now, Mary and I, we agree with that. So, listen, we are quickly approaching a hard break. So, Michael, we're going to hold that for right now. Guys, just stand by there, panel. When we come back, we're going to mix it up. We're going to get into some other travel topics next, and then we're going to go rapid fire in about 15 minutes. I will just throw one thing out before we do hit that break. You know, think about some of these other companies that could be looking at mergers. It could also be the theme park industry. You know, United Parks and Resorts, they own SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. There's something happening there, so we'll see. So regardless who buys who, we'll see. Anyway, thanks for being part of today's show, everybody. We really appreciate that. After this quick sponsors break, the preferred travel panel continues. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you've been thinking about home security, now is the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
If you can't remember the last time you didn't feel stressed during the day or slept through the night, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions with clean ingredients that people can't stop raving about. These are plant-based solutions to relieve stress, help with mood, focus, and more. Quality ingredients that work is why more than 2 million satisfied customers use products from CB Distillery. Get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at cbdistillery.com. Code CARRY, cbdistillery.com, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Make your 2020 25 resolutions possible with Raycon's everyday earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, that we are by a very large margin as we bring you back to the New York City area on this January 25th. The all-new Preferred Travel Panel continues, and we're sponsored by Seabourn.
So how would you like to travel this August in Alaska with Robert and me aboard the Seabourn Quest? Make your 2025 travels unique, and I promise you this is going to bring you a fun and big adventure this year. Come travel with us in Alaska. By acting now, you'll lock in Seabourn's best deal of the year. It's going to save you an extra 15% off, deliver up to a $1,000 shipboard credit, and you're going to get a reduced deposit.
So you could choose from the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. Space is limited. There's already been a number of bookings in this, folks. So get all the information today. Book your travels with us on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Just go there. You can click at the top of the homepage. It says, join us, book here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. You can't miss it, and secure your spot with us. All right, so we're going to get back to our panel. Mark, Steve, Mike, Michael, we really appreciate it. We're going to mix it up right now and get into some macro travel topics. You just heard us talk about the Seabourn cruise that we're doing, you know, this August with show fans, the one we did last October and November with them in the Mediterranean. It was such a success. And Mary and I have shared for a few years now that we feel some of the greatest value in travel is in the cruise sector. There's certainly a cruise for every type of traveler these days, ocean or river. Steve, I know you do many hosted tours, as Mary mentioned, with your wife around the world. But what do you think about the great travel, the value, if you will, for travelers from cruise? We're going to start with you, Steve, then we'll go Michael, and then Mark.
So we do a little bit different type of cruise. We do a small ship cruise in Croatia. People love it. I mean, it really is a great value. So we charter a ship, just our group only, and they get tremendous value out of this. They don't have to switch from hotel to hotel. And I think it's a great way to travel. And there are many, many different ways to travel by cruises. But we do the small ship cruise. That's our niche. And people love it. It's a really nice way to go.
Michael?
Well, sure. Well, I'm more on the corporate side, but I can say from a personal standpoint, I've had some wonderful time cruising the last time, especially now my mother is now just turned 87 this year, and it's a great way for me to be able to travel with her and not to have too much stress, but she still gets to see a lot of the world that way. Mm-hmm. So we certainly take advantage of that.
Yeah, and the value is unbelievable. Mark, what say you? Because I know you've got a lot of experience when it comes to cruising.
Yeah, I've been on tons of cruises. I think what people need to understand is, you know, ignore the media when they talk about floating Petri dishes and all this other nonsense. Cruising's very safe. It's a great value. And one of the things you should look at if you are thinking about taking a cruise, try to go higher up on the luxury lines, the smaller ships like Steve mentioned. And the reason being is you're going to pay roughly the same ultimately between excursions and food and beverages, et cetera, because all of that is typically included in the small ship luxury lines, whereas you're paying incrementally when you book a mass market cruise. So you'll get a much better experience and a much bigger bang for the buck if you think that way and book it. And also book with a travel agent. They really know their stuff, and they sell about, probably 65% of all cruises today.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. So let's talk about loyalty programs. So Robert and I feel it's another way to see our money working for us for the most part when we travel. And as another year takes shape, we are again seeing many changes in travel loyalty programs. whether it's what's required for airline status, hotel status, and others. And I know many people in the industry who are actually really fed up with achieving and maintaining status. They're making it harder for us to do that. You need credit cards, all this stuff. And a lot of people, including the younger demographic, are really choosing their travel based on price and destination.
Yeah, more
so,
and
Michael,
more we're seeing that.
Let's start with you, Michael. I'd enjoy hearing how you come down on this.
Well, sure. Well, I totally agree. There's it seems like it's a higher bar to clear to get some of the kind of best perks in the world. So that really kind of turning some people, they might not be so loyal to a brand if they're not going to get these same perks. Same time, on the corporate travel side, I have to say companies are really courting the corporate traveler with these loyalty programs. We're seeing a lot of them offering big incentives if you're part of a corporate travel program. If you just sign up for it, they'll kind of give you the basic silver level status. I know Marriott, for one, has done that recently. So if you're a corporate traveler, there's some definite ways to kind of jump ahead of the line there.
Right. Okay, Mark?
Yeah, so to me, they're a complete waste of time and effort unless you are a heavy business traveler. I've obviously traveled extensively, and even when I traveled, a lot of the hotel programs, it's not even worth it. I would book, since I'm spending my own money as an entrepreneur, I book on the price, not because I'm getting loyalty points. Now, if you're spending somebody else's dollars, like your corporation, then that'll tend to steer you more towards that and those rewards. For leisure travelers, the person who travels a few times a year, don't even bother looking at them. Get a credit card that gives you some of the things like free check baggage, et cetera, if with an airline where you can earn points, or get like a Chase Sapphire card where you get some upfront points, or an Amex card. And that's where you're going to have the value if you're spending actual cash and accumulating those points.
Yeah, more people. They are price and destination.
All
that's
right, let's go to airport lounges. I'm going to start with you, Steve, on this. Airport lounges. different tier club rooms now by the major airlines. And, Mark, you talked about premium credit cards. They're not always going to unlock the door for you in airport lounges these days. But you're certainly getting a lot less, I think, if and when it does these days. So, Steve, any thoughts on airport lounges?
We love the airport. We travel a lot. We spend 100 days or so in Europe and Canada and South America each year. And really, they may seem expensive, but they're not too expensive if you have meals there and you use it as a place to relax. We find them to be of great value to be part of an airline.
So, Steve, are you buying your way in, or are you using it because of your loyalty with a specific airline?
Well, we get it through our credit card. I think it's just a great value to be able to go into the airport lounges. But if you're a casual traveler, I really don't think it's worth it.
Okay. You're starting to open lounges outside of airports now. We've got one, I think it's Centurion, isn't it?
Yeah,
opening
it is,
in
it
New
is.
York. Mark, any thoughts on airport lounges these days?
I concur with Steve. Yeah, as a casual traveler, don't bother. But as a heavy business traveler, it's a must have. You absolutely need to have that access.
And Michael, do you feel the same way on that?
I think one of the paradoxes about lounges is when you need them most is when they're probably less useful, because on a standard business trip, you get there a little early, you get into the lounge, it's a great place to work. But if it's a time of disruption, if there are storms going on, a lot of people are delayed, they're going to be so crowded, you're not going to be able to find a seat. It's not even worth the time.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so we're going to move the conversation to the car rental sector of travel. You know, for years, Avis, earned most of our business. The past few years, Mary and I are doing a lot more with Sixt. I know Rudy, he enjoys Hertz still. But many of the car rental companies out there, they made a big investment in EVs, and that has not endeared them in many cases to travelers for the most part, especially when it comes to their limited range and finding a charger. So now we have all the EV mandates that were eliminated by President Trump this week, and I'm sure there's more to come as Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, takes command. I think, frankly, the industry is in for another real shakeout. We're going to see. So I'd like to hear how often you're renting vehicles when you travel. What are some of the top things you look for in a rental vehicle, and your overall satisfaction with the actual vehicle you're getting these days? So, Michael?
Well, I rarely rent vehicles these days. It seems like most of the time when I'm traveling on business, I'm relying on Uber to kind of fill in the gaps. The only time I ever rent is when I'm traveling for leisure, funny enough. But really what I look for is I just need a nice, good mid-sized car with good gas mileage. I haven't actually driven EVs yet. I'm embarrassed to say I don't really know the charging infrastructure and all that, but I do think they will be still used by the corporate
Well, so Michael, I'll share with you just a funny story there really quick, and then I want to get Steve and Mark, your opinion. Is Mary and I, we were just renting recently, and some guy came in. He was irate that he was given an EV, and he basically, I'll clean it up for radio right now, but he basically says, you know, I want a car that I could put a nozzle into. So he was very adamant about that. So, you know, Mark, any thoughts on this? And then Steve?
Go ahead, Steve. We rent cars twice a month, and what's important for us is the ease of access to the car. So, for instance, if we fly out of Charlotte Airport in North Carolina, it's very easy to get the car. Just walk across the street, you get the car. Dallas-Fort Worth, not that easy. And, again, we're part of a loyalty program with a car rental agency, and we just find that to be great for upgrades.
Well, at DFW, you got to pay the toll often to get out of the airport down there, which is an interesting thing. So, Mark, really quick, we got about a minute in this segment left.
Most of the time when I have rented a car, they tend to be high mileage. They tend to be dirty. They tend to have some issues. The last time I rented a car, I picked up a new puppy, brought him down. I had to switch the car out because it was that bad. And, you know, to me, I think the car rental is always at the bottom of the food chain. Yeah. And that's going to continue to be the case. That's the last thing you think about. But it also can be, you know, frustrating, I think, for a lot of travelers.
And that's the thing that listen, Avis, you know, 40, 50,000 miles is average. They're dirty. They smell. You know, you have mechanical issues. But I will tell you, you know, and it's not an infomercial here for Sixt, but the Sixt car is 3, 4, 5,000 miles. You're getting generally a high-end luxury premium car at a good price and a lot less. Yeah. So anyway, all right, panel, we have another hard break coming up. So we are going to take a quick break. So stand by for more. That music playing right now across the nation is taking us into this bottom of the hour break, everybody. We're going to go rapid fire with the panel when we return. Keep those radios locked in. Your favorite travel radio show returns in mere moments.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, Kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patented adjustable fill that adjust to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, we have certainly covered a lot over the past 90 minutes of today's show. Now for the H block and part of today's new preferred travel panel, we are going to go rapid fire, but first we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and go enjoy yourself as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands with over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more. Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences featuring spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
All right, so wherever travel takes you, go find all the information you want. You can also earn your Hilton Honors points out there at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. When we opened the show this morning, just after 10 a.m. Eastern, we did share the results of our latest travel polls. We went into detail. You can find new polls now on the homepage at RMWorldTravel.com. And panel, before we go rapid fire, although we're going to go a little rapid fire here, we would like your opinions on how you would have voted in the polls that just ended. So first question, what's your favorite part of the airport process or your flight? 25% of our listeners said private airport lounges. 21% said the airport restaurants and bars. 19% picked shopping in airport stores. 14% said time on the flight to work, watch movies, read, catch up. 11% said the anticipation of arriving at the destination. Let's go with Steve. Which one?
I like the lounges.
The lounges? Okay. Michael?
I say the time and the flight's not the only time I can catch up with movies and TV shows these days.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you on that.
I'm working all the time. Amen.
How about none of the above?
Well, that's other. That was
all
an
right.
option. Okay, fine.
Okay, that's
all
an
right.
honest answer.
That's a throw.
All right, so Mark, I'm going to go with you first on this next one then. What's your least favorite part of the airport process or your flight? 33% of our listeners said plane food. 21% chose waiting at the gate to board. 13% said ground transportation to and from the airport. 12% said security. And 11% said the check-in process. Mark, what's your least favorite part of the process?
The boarding scrum, when they all just crowd the gate.
Thank you. I hate waiting at the gate.
When they crowd the gate, yeah. All right, that was the gate life term. Steve?
I really dislike going through security. I wish it was faster.
All right.
Interesting.
Interesting. Michael?
I'll say the fight for overhead space. If I don't want to check a bag, I don't want to check a bag.
Okay.
Right, oh, that's a good one.
All right,
yeah,
so now we're going to go rapid fire, and we're going to throw something out. The first thing comes to your mind, you throw it out there for us, and we will go Mark, Steve, Michael. So, Mark, what – start right this way. What top travel tip or bit of travel advice do you often share with others?
I always tell people, talk to a travel agent, travel professional, travel advisor. That's who you should be talking to if you're planning any kind of extensive leisure trip.
All right, Steve.
Pack light and get ready for the unexpected.
Michael?
All right, I'll say always check direct. The OTAs are great, but always check the airline directly. You might get a better deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we agree with you on that. All right, so what is your biggest pet peeve with hotel rooms, Steve?
Sometimes they aren't as clean as I wish they were.
Okay. Michael?
I'll say the light switch scavenger hunt when I can't figure out which switch does what.
Especially in Europe. Okay, Mark?
Yes.
Mark?
When noise is a problem because you have people partying or you just have really thin doors, that's the biggest issue because you can't get a good night's sleep.
Okay.
I agree. Right. But I'm going to throw out personally pillows. Can we just have some consistency in the pillows? Sometimes I don't need to have seven pillows to be able to have my head propped
yeah,
correctly.
Yeah, I'm with Michael on the switches with
all right,
the lights.
So, all right, we'll throw outside of the U.S., what is one country, hands down, you'd visit year after year if price was no object? Michael?
I'll say Turkey. Great country to visit.
Like that. Steve?
I'm going to go with Scotland. I just love it.
I had such a great time there. And by the way, Edinburgh, that is an underrated city. We agree 100% on that. Mark?
I can't pick just one. I'm sorry. I literally cannot pick one. I've been to 80 or so countries.
All right,
do
so
it.
Listen, you're just going to go everywhere. Money's no object. So you're like, listen, take me anywhere. So Mark would actually work well with our friends that have the, you just show up at the airport and they put you on the plane and they send you off. So all right.
We'll, yeah, go. Surprise trips, right. All right. So what are you anticipating to be, this is a tough one, what are you anticipating to be the biggest travel story that you expect to come in 2025, Mark?
I think the biggest thing you're going to see is more issues related to staffing and being able to meet the needs of the demand that's continuing to grow.
Mm, okay. Steve?
They seem to keep putting little bits of restrictions on things, like we're going to have certain types of documents to get to Europe, and when you get to Europe, you have to make appointments for everything. So they're taking away the spontaneity of travel, I think, a little bit.
And if you fly Spirit now, you've got a dress code
and
no tattoos.
I want to get to that in a minute,
yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Michael, biggest travel story you expect in 2025?
All right, I think on the corporate side, I think M&A is definitely what you just got to watch. Like I said, we have the two biggest agencies. They're probably going to be growing up here, so just watch.
Yeah, mergers and acquisitions.
I agree.
Yes. All right, last question, and again, quick answers on this. So should there be a dress code for passengers on flights? Mark?
Absolutely. You got to have some level of restraint.
Okay. Steve?
Absolutely. I think they should make everyone wear a jacket and tie.
I'm flying Steve's airline. Michael?
Oh, God.
I'll say not officially. I wouldn't want to wear a jacket and tie on a 20-hour flight, but that would be nice to not see
But no pajamas. Can we leave those home? And can we please keep our socks and shoes on, for God's sake? All right, well, listen, Mark, Steve, Michael, thank you very much for being on the program today with us. Appreciate you being the inaugural members of this new preferred travel panel. Hope you have a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
All right,
thank you.
That was fun. Thank you all.
It was lovely.
All right. Well, I think that segment worked, Robert.
Yeah,
that was
I think
fun.
It was. We were able to cover a lot of this.
Yep.
No question about it.
We have another one scheduled coming up for our March 1st live broadcast. All right. Well, next, Rudy joins the show for the first time this hour. Robert and I are going to return in 10 minutes for the J Block, and we're going to talk about some of the great work that people with disabilities do within the hospitality sector of travel. So stay with us, everyone.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, we can't say enough about this product, and you hear Robert and Mary rave about it on this show frequently. So here's the deal. We all try to eat healthily most of the time, but we're also human, and like most people, we can fall off the healthy eating wagon. We know we should eat 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day, but it doesn't always happen. Field of Greens will keep you on a healthy track because it's the only supplement or green drink that promises better health or your money back. All you have to do is enjoy a delicious glass of Field of Greens each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Each fruit and vegetable in the product is doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, even metabolism for healthy weight. We also love the energy we get from Field of Greens. As a listener of the show, you can take advantage of a nice New Year's discount of 20% off. Just use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. So go to fieldofgreens.com, use the code CARRY, you'll get 20% off. Or as always, there's a link at armworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. Well, I got to be honest, I am afraid of heights. In fact, I'm so frightened, I'm almost afraid to talk to my next guest. She is an ER doctor who practices outside of Chicago, and her name is Shannon Brumman. Did I pronounce it correctly, Shannon?
Close enough.
And in addition to practicing medicine, she's president of the High Pointers Club. Now, this is a group of 2,500 folks who are determined to climb the highest point in each of the 50 states. Dr. Brown, welcome to the show. Where did you get your love for climbing, and how are you doing in reaching the number 50?
I started climbing when I was 12 with my dad. He actually took me out climbing, rock climbing, hiking, and that was my first high point was when I was 12, and that was in South Dakota. And I've actually reached all 50 high points.
Oh, my goodness. All right, here, let's talk about this quest. Obviously, Denali in Alaska is the highest point in the U.S., so you've conquered that, right? Was that, I mean, it's supposed to be very difficult.
It is. It actually took me 3 attempts to get up there. On my 3rd attempt, too, we took a whole 26 days on the mountain, spent a whole bunch of time just waiting for weather. So it is a big challenge, but it's absolutely beautiful up there.
Not being a climber, when you say you made 3 attempts, is that 3 separate time, you know, like one in a month, 2 months later, or is that 3 all in one go?
Oh, 3 separate years, actually, because typically you get 1 attempt a year, and you spend anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks on the mountain, typically, for each attempt.
I gather from your newsletter that many climbs involve other members of the High Pointers Club, correct? This is not just 1 or 2 people.
No. So I didn't go with, when I went, I didn't go with fellow members of the High Pointers Club, but there are members in all 50 states, and lots of people are always trying to reach these summits. So there's always a good group of people to join up with if you're looking to climb.
How many of your members are women and how many are men?
That I don't know off the top of my head. We do have, because we have a lot of families, too, so it'll be a family of 4, mom, dad, and kids, and people have in the family various numbers of climbs. I know in terms of 50 state completers, we have a total of, I want to say, 350 50 state completers, but only about 40, 45 of those are women. So that's one of the big things is trying to get more women out climbing.
You are also, your group is also associated with, or also focuses on conservation and preservation. What kind of efforts does that involve?
So we have a sister organization, the High Pointers Foundation, and they're the ones that tend to do a lot of the work on the ground for that. One of the big things that they've done in terms of high points is gain access. So North Dakota is a good example of that. North Dakota was always on private property, and they managed to negotiate a deal where we have a permanent easement. So that way we can allow high pointers going forward into the future always to have access to that high point. So that's one of the big things that they've done. They put a lot of benches up, and they try to put a lot of like infographics and stuff like that up too at certain high points.
Fascinating. Well, I've got to tell you, I think I'm only qualified for one particular climb, and that is in Florida, which logically enough has the lowest high point called Lakewood Park in Florida. It's only 340 feet high.
Yes.
How long did it take you to climb that, Doctor?
So that, you know, the actual climb itself was very short, but it is often the panhandle. So it actually takes, it's really interesting when you go to, get to these, even the like shorter high points are really interesting because you see parts of the country that you never would have seen. So it's all the way in the panhandle, it's not near like an attraction. Mm-hmm. You end up going through a bunch of Alabama. So the climb itself was short, the drive to get there was long.
My guest is, if you'd like more information, by the way, go to highpointers.org. And if you like climbing, these are the people to join. Dr. Shannon Bruin, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
We will be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
We are back, everyone. Just one more segment to go today. And as Mary and I reconnect with all of you tuned in across the USA on this January 25th, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/Gary.
There's nothing more important than protecting the people and places who matter most to us. Now, that could be from intruders, fire, carbon monoxide, floods from broken or frozen water pipes, and many other things. So if you've been thinking about getting protected with a security system, join the millions of Americans in our entire audience who trusts simplysafe.com/carry. That's the company we've been working with for 11 years now, and they don't just react to break-ins. They help stop them before they begin.
You know, they also have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders, all while dispatching the police, fire, or ambulance, and there are no contracts. It costs less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You're going to save 50% as a show fan, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, 1 in 5 Americans has a disability, and 2/3 of working-age Americans with disabilities are unemployed. Pride Industries is the nation's leading creator of employment for people with disabilities, and that's across many sectors, including hotels and entertainment. As we get into some of the specifics for this, Jay Block, holding on that show hotline for us, is their VP, Darylyn Pesdell.
Well, she is indeed. Welcome, Darylyn. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, as do we. So specific to the hospitality sector of travel, I would love for you to share some of the types of services that Pride Industry provides. And because, listen, you're helping a lot of people fill valuable roles in various businesses.
We are indeed. Pride Industries has been around for nearly 6 decades. So we have a little bit of experience in connecting people with disabilities to job markets. And our whole focus is inclusion. We want people with disabilities to be included. Just so happens that the hospitality industry has a need for people. So connecting us together, it's one way we develop partnerships where we match employees to the unmet needs in the recruiting process.
So let's build on that, Darylyn. Go ahead and give everyone listening an idea of what types of jobs that you can place employees in within travel and entertainment. And, you know, share a few examples of some of the major companies that you work with that people might recognize. For example, on our social media, we have a photo of someone working at SeaWorld. So what types of jobs and what types of brands?
Perfect. So people with disabilities have the same skills as their peers, and they excel in travel entertainment industry just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. Their possibilities are really endless. And a few examples, you mentioned SeaWorld. We provide opportunities for individuals at SeaWorld to work as cashiers. They work as customer service representatives. They work in their food service, custodial services, really anything that they need. We also work at the famous San Diego Zoo, providing some of the similar services. Mm-hmm. One that I really like to brag about is that we work in 4 native casinos in California, and in one such casino, that would be Thunder Valley. Mm-hmm. We do all of their resort laundry. It's a very high-tech room.
Oh, okay.
We
wow.
do
Important
hundreds
jobs.
Of pounds of laundry a day.
Yeah,
we do.
That's
we
a high-volume casino.
You it know, is.
Listen, I'm curious because I think there are probably a lot of misconceptions that maybe prospect employers might have about hiring people with disabilities. What would you say to them?
Sure. I think the single largest misconception is that employers are shocked to find out people with disabilities can actually perform and perform well. They think that because they have a disability that they cannot. So it's an ableist mentality of automatically linking disability with inadequacies.
Yeah,
it's important for us, and what we do is to help people remove how a person looks or even maybe how they communicate, and help them understand that once they're given the opportunity, they will show up, work, and work hard.
Well, I want to, you know, people need to know the website, prideindustries.com. And I mention that because we don't have time for Mary and I right now, Darylyn, to go into some of the personal experiences that we have with success involving people that are, have been employed with disabilities. But I will ask you this question. You know, if someone listening to us right now out there across the nation is out of work with a disability or they're looking for something new, but they, you know, they want to work in some sector of travel and maybe not sure where to start, what would you say to them?
I would say Pride's lucky enough to have our very own 1-844 number. It's the I Am Able hotline. We've created this to help match people with disabilities with employers. It's a free service where we provide resources, and it's kind of a catchy number. It's 844-I-AM-ABLE or 844-426-2253. And it can be the beginning to find out what's in your area.
Yeah, I like that very much. And very quickly with you, just, you know, talk about some of the things you look for when trying to seek out and then place employees within the travel industry.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. We don't have time to answer that completely. Everybody has an individual skill that they're able to provide, just like you and I do. And so our matching is individual. We work with an employer partner. We find out what they're looking for. and then we go back and interview the individuals who are looking for work and just match them like any other recruiting opportunity.
Well, again, I'll give the website as we just share, but prideindustries.com. And then you also gave the number, which I appreciate, 844-I-AM-ABLE. We certainly respect the work that you and the team are doing for folks out there. Darilyn, thank you very much for some of your time today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, Darilyn.
Oh, I appreciate the time. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there we are. Folks, go check out the website again. I mean, it is filled with so many different things. I mean, I know there are also military options and just an array. So that's going to be how we put a wrap on the program for today, everyone. Until next Saturday, February 1st. Can't believe I'm saying February 1st already. Seems like we just started January. We'll be back at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there across the country who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.